As Veronica said, I've been at AIM this past week, the Asia Pacific Incentive and Meetings Expo, and it showcased our city to buyers and visiting media from not only the Asia region, but there was a guy, a journo that I met in Seoul, who was from Belgium, and he was there. So
oh,
that was nice to catch up with somebody from the other side of the world. So, as I said, we started Old Melbourne Jail, went to the convent, and then we went to the former rock and roll venue, Ormond Hall, in Paran,
yes, yeah.
Which was a Belgian beer garden for a while, but they turned into what I think they called the Ormond Collective. And we all gathered there for drinks and food, if you could actually get to the food. It was a pretty big queue.
Sounds like you had a big party.
Oh, well, you know, the team does like to get together and have a little celebration or a catch-up. So, but the work has been done for the day.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they're still there now. They're probably having a quiet wee baby drink right now. But anyway, the proceedings were opened by the Minister for Tourism here in the state of Victoria, Tourism and Major Events, John Aaron. And I did manage to capture some of his speech at the press conference.
I'm very pleased to be here, of course, to welcome all of you to Melbourne, and particularly, I'm sure that you've done some research on Melbourne. Melbourne is the sporting capital, and I know that when Karen hears this, she gets a bit annoyed at being labelled that. There is lots more to Melbourne than just sports capital. There's the major events capital that we are, and of course we are also known as the business capital in terms of the events that we've been getting in Melbourne. We're the food and wine capital. We have 3,000 restaurants in Melbourne, of course, and I'm sure that you've sampled some of them. If you haven't, you will in the next couple of days. And of course, 70 different international cuisines that we have available at those very important restaurants that drive our economy. We also are the jobs growth, in terms of the jobs growth in the nation, we're leading the way. We are 3.3 GSP growth compared to our nearest rival of 2.9 in New South Wales, and we've created over 300,000 jobs since 2014, since we've became government, of course, in 2014. And that's important, because traditionally, Victoria has depended very much on manufacturing. We manufactured cars for a long, long time, and of course, when Toyota, Holden, Ford have all decided to pack up and go home, then we thought, where to next? And clearly, the visitor economy is something that's very important to us. Since 2014, when we first took over office, it was about a $21.5 billion industry, about 210,000 jobs associated to that. It is now over $25 billion worth, and have created over 8,500 new jobs in the visitor economy. We know that we do the sporting events really well, thus the title, and we know that we do major events. We're the arts and culture capital as well. With all the theatre shows that we have, obviously, nobody does it like us. We just recently announced, of course, Harry Potter, and that's coming to Melbourne very soon. And that will attract a lot of visitations, particularly from Asia. But one thing that people sort of sometimes don't know, and it's not as sexy as sporting events, it's the business events. And I know that Karen knows very well how important that is to our economy. Every delegate, international delegate, that comes for a conference for business, of course, spends around $1,000, which is much more than any other visitor yield. And so that's why we're investing so much into the MCEC, and as Peter would know, we're going through some transformations here, and $205 million worth of investment from government. I think about $150 to $170 million from the plenary for that 341-room hotel that's being built, and hopefully it'll be open soon, Peter.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. So we will be going from 50,000 square metres of exhibition space to 70,000, an additional 20,000 square metres of exhibition space, which will make us the largest convention centre in the country. I know that this is a very competitive market. We know that South Australia have been doing work on their convention centre. We know, of course, that New South Wales have been doing the same. Singapore have invested millions of dollars into their convention centre because it is a sought-after events calendar thereafter what we've got, and we can't afford to give that away. And so the MCB, the Melbourne Convention Bureau, we're proud to be obviously working with the MCB and the MCEC to make sure that we don't miss out on any events going forward, and that's why we've invested some $9 million of state government towards business events. And as I've indicated, you know, I think in the time that Karen's been in charge of the MCB, she has contributed some $1.1 billion through the events that she's attracted, the business events that she's attracted, the MCB have attracted to this wonderful state. So when you think about all of the other accolades that we have, it is important. I think it's important that we have all of these events because it attracts other events. When you make an application for a major business event, if you come at this time of the year, we have the Food and Wine Festival, we have the Formula One Grand Prix, we have the Australian Open Tennis, we have the wonderful theatre shows, Kinky Boots, Book of Mormons, Harry Potter. All of these things combined with the wonderful nature-based tourism offering that we have, it's an attractive place to come to do business. And being the strongest economy means that, of course, we can attract some of the big business events. And that's exactly what this conference is all about, hopefully, going forward, is to make sure that we get our fair share, if not more, because we are leading the way. I think some 31% of international business events that occur in Australia are from Victoria. They come to Victoria, which is fantastic. It's the calculations, of course, according to Ernst & Young, the business events is worth just under $10 billion, about 65,000 jobs associated to that. So it's very valuable to us as a state, and there's no question that, you know, without all of our key partners, none of this could be possible. And hopefully, you know, we've got a very important year this year for us. It's an election year, and Karen knows it, and Peter knows it, and lots of other stakeholders know it, and they've known us in the last 3 years to invest in this very important sector because of the nature of the business. It's competitive. It's every other state and territory, in fact, every other international city wants what we've got. There is no other city in the world that has the Australian Open and the Formula One Grand Prix in the one city. And so we're very proud of the events that we have collectively. But it's the business events, as I've said before, is the highest yielding for us, and that's why we're investing heavily within it.
That was John Aaron. Sorry.
At the opening of AIM in Melbourne this week.